This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Massive flood likely triggered by a glacial lake outburst at Khumbu Pasanglamu rural municipality in Solukhumbu district causes widespread destruction. Nepali army and police deployed in the affected area for rescue operations. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs the Ministry of Agriculture for the timely arrangement of chemical fertilizers for farmers, and Ukrainian insertion destroys key Russian bridge used by the Kremlin to supply its troops. Now, the news in detail. A massive flood in the Bhotekoshi River at the Thame in Khumbu Pasanglamu rural municipality ward number 5 in Solukhumbu district has caused widespread destruction. Deputy Superintendent of Police Dwarika Prasad Ghimire said 6 houses, 5 guest houses, a school and a clinic were washed away by the flash flood. DSP Ghimire further said that the flood might have been triggered by a glacial lake outburst above the area as there was no rainfall but a sudden flood. The flood has now receded. According to the police, the flood swept away a person while 14 houses were completely damaged. The identity of the missing is yet to be established. Nepal Police and the Nepal Army have been deployed in the affected area for rescue operation. The details of the losses are yet to be received. Meanwhile, the downstream residents have been urged to remain vigilant. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development to arrange the chemical fertilizers for farmers on time. Addressing a discussion with Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari and officials in the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli directed to estimate the required fertilizer for November-December and initiate the purchase procedures from now onwards. Prime Minister Oli suggested creating an environment for adopting a profit-oriented collective farming system. The Prime Minister also directed to come up with a clear plan to research the possible areas of fish farming, milk production, orange and cash crop farming. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has said a cabinet meeting approved the India visit program of delegation under the leadership of Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba. The cabinet meeting held on the 15th of August approved a 5-day visit of the delegation under the Foreign Minister Dr. Rana from the 18th of August. Similarly, the government is to accept a concessional loan worth $150 million from the International Development Association of the World Bank. According to the information provided in the news conference organized at the Ministry of Communications yesterday, prior permission has been granted to Lalitpur Metropolitan City to establish a sister city relationship with Ulan-Ude City of Russia. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has called on the media to constantly play the role of a watchdog to make the government accountable to the people. Inaugurating the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti RSS Media Museum established at the central office of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti yesterday, he urged journalists to play constructive roles to make the government answerable to the general public. On the occasion, Communication Ministry Secretary Radhika Arial said the RSS is an institution with a long history and called on the news agency to focus on creative works and urged RSS to pay attention to the diversification of the news content. The United States Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, Richard R. Burma, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. According to Prime Minister Oli's secretariat, a meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday discussed the matters of bilateral relations and mutual welfare. On the occasion, Deputy Secretary of State Burma congratulated Nepal for taking transitional justice towards a logical conclusion. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, Verma, arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on a Tuesday-long visit to Nepal. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between Nepal Academy and Banaras Hindu University, Varanasi, India, Department of Indian Languages, Faculty of Art, to research Nepali language, literature, culture and philosophy. The MOU was signed by Member Secretary of the Academy, Dr. Dhanaprasad Subedi, and Professor Diwakar Pradhan, Head of the Department of Indian Languages at the University. Both sides have agreed through the MOU to hold interaction and exchange programs on Nepali language, literature and philosophy between Nepali and the Indian Nepali literary figures and institutions. Both sides have also agreed to cooperate in the field of research and translation for the promotion and growth of the Nepali language. Accordingly, the Academy will provide scholarships for research students studying in the Department of Indian Language along with an internship. United Nations Resident Coordinator Hana Singer Hamdi has paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. At a bilateral meeting at the Home Ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak lauded the role of United Nations in Nepal's development endeavours. On the occasion, Home Minister Lekhak appreciated the roles of the Nepali Army and the Nepal Police in the UN peacekeeping missions and urged the resident coordinator to take the initiative to increase the number of Nepali peacekeepers in the UN missions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal Now. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ambassador of the UK to Nepal, Rob Fenn, has paid a courtesy call to CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. In the meeting held at the Dahal's residence in Kumaldar, Lalitpur yesterday, the Maoist Centre Chair informed Ambassador Fenn that the House of Representatives has passed the bill related to transitional justice that emphasises victim-friendly justice. Stating that he has taken the initiative to push forward the Transitional Justice Bill when he was leading the government, former Prime Minister Dahal believed it would contribute to world peace as well when the bill is enacted into law. Parliamentarians have stressed that the bill outlined to manage legislation should be people-oriented. In a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, most of the lawmakers proposing amendments said the bill outlined to manage legislation should not only be government-focused but should open spaces for all stakeholders to table the bill. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia said consultations were made with the stakeholders and concerned sides over the legislation management bill and expressed his positive opinion on the views of amenders. 8 out of 18 amendment proposers had presented the amendment proposal on the bill in yesterday's meeting. Committee President Bimala Subedi said the remaining amendments would be allowed to be presented in the next meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Ukraine has destroyed a strategically important bridge over the River Siem as it continues its insertion into Russia's Kursk region. The bridge was used by the Kremlin to supply its troops and its destruction could hamper their efforts. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian troops were strengthening their positions in Kursk and called the captured territories on an exchange front, implying they could be swapped for Ukrainian regions occupied by Moscow. Now, in its second week, this is Ukraine's deepest insertion into Russia since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion more than 2 years ago. Ukraine's surprise cross-border operation has resulted in more than 120,000 people fleeing to safety. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today with chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places of all provinces today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated north of its normal position in the eastern part of the country and is situated around its normal position in the western part of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.4 degrees Celsius with 1.7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Massive flood likely triggered by a glacial lake outburst at Khumbu Pasanglamu rural municipality in Solukhumbu district causes widespread destruction. Nepali army and police deployed in the affected area for rescue operations. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs the Ministry of Agriculture for the timely arrangement of chemical fertilizers for farmers, and Ukraine's insertion destroys a key Russian bridge used by the Kremlin to supply its troops. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.